News Talk 1620 WTAW, Monday, our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince on hand and a guest this week.
Absolutely. This week we have with us Martha Opportini. She's the Executive Director for Sexual Assault Resource Center. That's one of our partner agencies through our Community Impact Grants program. And so I brought her along to share a little bit about how SARC works in the community to create an impact in the area of health. That's one of our impact areas, education, financial stability, and health. And Martha's organization works in the health arena, so she's going to share a little bit about what they've been up to lately.
And Martha, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
Let's hear a little bit about SARC.
The Sexual Assault Resource Center provides crisis services in our community during following sexual violence, acts of sexual violence. We provide hospital accompaniments for survivors, whether they report or not. And also we provide a hotline that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for anybody that needs that type of intervention. Most of our callers are sexual assault victims. However, we do also receive calls from suicide victims and such, or people that are thinking about suicide, contemplating suicide. And that's something that's been a little higher on our radar recently. And anyway, we've been doing this for almost 32 years now.
And it's something that knows no socioeconomic lines, knows no demographics, or it's completely across the board.
Exactly. We provide services for victims from the age of 13 up. There's some cross between us and Scotty's House, but we have been working on our partnership and just making sure that we're able to transfer people as we need to for services to make sure that they're getting the services at the right place.
And you make the reference to Scotty's House. I'm going to bring Allison back in. We've talked mm-hmm. about this almost every time you've brought mm-hmm. in a guest about the cross contact with mm-hmm. all your agencies.
Yeah, we're really encouraging that more and more, and we work with amazing partners who are open to it and wanting to do it and recognize that issues rarely occur in a silo, that if there's been a sexual assault or something like that, there's a lot of times other things that are going along with that. And so collaboration between our partners is very critical in this situation, as well as all of the situations. If there's a utility assistance issue, or if there's a so that would be financial stability, a lot of times there's other things that are contributing to the struggles that the families are experiencing. And so cross-collaboration is something that we are really encouraging. It's not necessarily duplication of service. In fact, it's really preventing that. It's really making sure that we aren't both trying to do the same thing and get different results. It's that we're working on one result, and it's going to take coming at it from different angles in order to really achieve it.
Martha, the Sexual Assault Resource Center, the population of the Brazos Valley increases. Unfortunately, are we seeing a corresponding percentage increase?
Yes, sir, we are. I mean, in just 2013 to 2014, we saw over an increase that went from about 56 hospital accompaniments, that's people that we go to the hospital and meet them there, to 128. That's a dramatic increase for us. It was one that we weren't quite expecting, but we've been working towards making sure that our services are there, not only for those that are getting the immediate needs, but also those who have been victims, whether of sexual assault or they were victimized as children through some type of sexual violence or sexual abuse. And we provide counseling services for those victims. And that's something, again, it doesn't matter. It's free and confidential. They're people that have never taken the time to try to seek those services and are realizing that those things that happened to them at a very young age are still affecting them in their lives today.
And thanks for the reminder. It's not only about events that are happening now, but it's also about events that have happened and the victim is just now coming forward.
Exactly. I mean, and they're starting to see how those things have affected their marriage life, their relationships, their family life, and other things that have happened. And as Allison mentioned, that collaboration is really important, because in those counseling sessions, we do find out about some of the other needs that have occurred in those persons' lives or those people's lives that, link back to these crises that happened when they were young, but how it's affecting them today.
visiting with Martha Garcia Opristini with the Sexual Assault Resource Center. I'm curious, how many professionals do you have? How many volunteers do you have?
Okay. Right now, our staff is about, we have 9 crisis services or direct service providers. There's 3 of them that are full-time, and we have 6 that are part-time. Our counselors are all part-time with the person working the most hours, about 32, and then the one with the least, about 18. So we have those, which has helped us to increase our counseling services. We've gone from providing about 300 hours of counseling services to almost 700 hours this last year, and a lot of that is funded through United Way.
And is there a volunteer component?
Yes, sorry. Our volunteers, we currently have about 30 to 40 volunteers. Those numbers fluctuate. We provide volunteer training, which is certified by the Office of the Attorney General, and we do that 3 times a year, in February, in July, and October. So if there is anybody out there that is interested in volunteering, we could really use their help.
Well, and I wanted to bring that up for that exact reason. How does one go about inquiring about becoming a volunteer?
Right. They can go to our website at sarcbv.org or sarcbrazosvalley.org, and there are applications online, or they can call our hotline at 979-731-1000. Again, 979-731-1000, and they can talk to our volunteer coordinator, who will put them into touch and how they can get involved for the next training session.
And is that the same contact information if we have somebody who's a victim that needs to contact you?
Exactly. We use that as our main contact, our main line, and that way we can service whoever calls whatever time they call, night or day.
What else have I missed?
Well, you know, I just want to say thank you to Martha and to everyone that works at SARC, that's involved with SARC, either volunteers or staff, because as an organization that relies a lot heavily on volunteers as well, we know that those volunteers make the world go round. And SARC volunteers are not just, you know, they're not just there for a few hours. It's a commitment. They go through an intense training. They sit with people in some of the darkest moments of their life if they're doing a hospital accompaniment. And it takes a special person to do that. So I just want to say thank you to those volunteers that are out there. Switching over to United Way, we have United We Roll this week. On Thursday evening, Double Dave's from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. This is the Double Dave's on George Bush. But if you can't come out, order pizza all day long. Any Double Dave's location here in Bryan College Station, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, a portion of the proceeds will go to benefit. This is benefiting our youth leadership cabinet. So this is completely done by the youth. Thursday night during our event at the one on George Bush, we'll have celebrity pizza rollers that will be out. Mayor Bianski, Representative Flores, Representative Casal, various coaches and principals from the high schools, things like that. And this has all been planned by the high school students. They have made the requests for these people to be there. They're working on raising funds for their grants that they'll offer in the spring.
All right, and that's our United Way of the Brazos Valley update. Again, online, uwbv.org. Allison Prince and Martha Garcia Opristini with the Sexual Assault Resource Center with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.